You're listening to The Joel Comm Show. Live from all regions, hither and yon, more yon than hither, depending upon where Denver is, but that's where I am, beautiful Denver, Colorado. It is Joel.live. And how you doing? I'm in rare form today. I'm feeling it. I am. I'm feeling it in places that we don't want to go. In my heart, though, that's where mostly the feels are coming from. And welcome. Glad you're here. Please share. Let's just jump in because I thought I had one guest coming on today, but apparently I have another one. But we're going to talk about a lot of things, including debating the pros and cons of live video. But my guest today is Brian Carter. Brian is a speaker, a popular one, so says his bio, which is actually truth in advertising. He's a number one best-selling author of the book called The Like Economy. He consults with companies, and you've heard of some of them. NBC, Universal Studios, Microsoft, heard of them? Yeah, you have. I'm going to just read this, okay? His hands-on business experience, cutting-edge insights, and background in stand-up comedy culminate in a keynote speaker and trainer who leaves every audience not only entertained, but armed with powerful strategies, tactics, and a bag of donuts. All that. Welcome to the show, Mr. Brian Carter. What is happening here?
Hi.
I'm going to put you full screen so they can get the complete regalia. So I was expecting Brian Carter to the show, but instead it appears that somebody has commandeered. Who by the pleasure of being with today?
My name is Andrew, and I'm just happy to be here. I just wanted to share with you some of my thoughts on the universe.
Yes, Andrew,
here. Thank you.
Andrew, to the show. It looks like Santa Andrew. Saint, can you duck down a little bit so we can see the headdress? Is this a native headdress?
I'm from an island up off of Greenland called Saint Gershnard.
Saint Gershnard. Yeah.
It's
actually the 194th country. It's not official, but
it is
194th. They know.
I run the lighthouse there right now. My dog is taking care of that, but so that we can be together, Joel. It's very nice.
Well, your dog must be mighty skilled to be able to manage the lighthouse.
He has two legs, a left front and a left back leg. His name is Bernie. I like him a lot. I like you a lot.
How did he lose his legs?
Oh, he was born with two legs.
Okay, so that's not funny.
He's perfect in God's eyes.
I knew there would be shenanigans. I didn't realize they would happen so quickly, but clearly on a show where there's a Pumoji over the host's shoulder, anything is possible.
I think there's still hair on my from that beard.
There's still hair on your face.
Yeah, there is. Oh my gosh, what happened? Anyway,
So Brian.
Yeah, what's up?
If I ever can get to Gershnard Island,
Saint Gershnard.
You ever used that before in an improv bit, or did you
that
just
was, pull that? That one? Was new. That was totally new.
It was the magic hat that you were wearing.
Yeah. Well, this I got this for Christmas. This is. I don't know what you call this, but
I don't know why would you call it. Well, what is it?
It's for when you're on the plane. It has multiple functions. If you're against the if you get the window seat, you can just lean against the wall and sleep for one thing, and then you can also this might mess up my earplugs, but it keeps your neck warm. Or if you want people to punch you in the throat while you're sitting there, you can just sleep like this.
This is the future of virtual reality. They need to embed a headset inside that there. So you can, it also lets, it's like a sleep visor.
Yeah. It's three function beanbag sort of pillow thing that I've never taken on a plane yet.
Somebody must really hate you to give that for Christmas.
Yeah. I think it was my parents. So that it's a love-hate relationship.
You were a bad boy.
Yeah. I confused them a lot growing up.
I'm confused at the moment. I'm not sure where we're even going right now. But hey, those of you who are brave enough to be here, you are going to get content.
Yeah.
You will be happy. Mm-hmm. And you will share, because that's what we do. Bridgetti says that is a neat plain hat / snoodle.
Thanks, Bridgetti. I don't know. I always wondered what a snoodle was, and now I know. You know. Yeah.
Well, a snood is like a hat.
Oh. Okay.
So that's a snood. It's a snoodlet.
It sounds like a mean Dr. Seuss character, like a snood, like. And the snoods like stole all the money from people or something.
Yeah, because that's right out of a Dr. Seuss book.
Mr. Snood.
Capitalist white collar thievery.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you're probably wondering why I invited you here today. Now more than ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really in question at the moment. And it's to discuss this whole live video realm, which I would say suddenly for some, but gradually for others of us, have plunged into as we've dove in, improper use of the past tense of the word dive, into the deep end. You reacted to something that I posted, and I went looking for it, and I couldn't find it. But maybe you'll remember the discussion that triggered you.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what that was myself. I remember, obviously it was about Facebook Live. but I had a lot of opinions about, the use of Facebook Live. Right. So let me see. No, I can't find it.
Oh, what was it? A conversion talk? I mean, this is a show prep, unprepared. While you look for that, I want to introduce people to somebody. But they're actually here with me. I'm going to introduce you to me. You guys ready for this? About a month or so ago, I was in Los Angeles for Summit Live, a live video conference. And there's a store called Doob, D-O-O-B, Doob 3D. And what they do is 3D imaging of real persons and animals. And you step into a photo booth that's in the round, and there are 64 cameras, 8 rows of 8 that surround you and take picture at the same time, kind of matrix style. And then they create a physical miniature of you. And so I would now, and it just arrived, I would like to introduce you to Mini Me, Joel.
Ooh.
This is my dude.
A really good likeness.
Yeah, well, I mean, they do a really good job. It's all directly from 3D imaging, and this was actually what I was wearing. I mean, down to those shoes, the wrinkles in the pants, the coloring on the pants, my Do Good Stuff shirt. There's my behind. There's my butt right there.
So Curtis Brooks thinks your butt is cool.
Yes.
So.
Was my butt.
I'm kidding. That was just the timing of the comment that came in. So how much do they charge for these?
This is 6 inches, by the way, so you could see. So they start at 4 inches, and the 4-inch one is $99. This is a 6-inch one, and it was $199. And then a 10 and a 14. The 14-inch one was like $700.
Can you stick pins in them?
No. It's like plaster.
Like a voodoo doll. You just want to make sure nobody gets yours and starts sticking pins in it. Because that would, yeah.
Ow! It hurts!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's my mini-me.
Nice. Yes.
BeLive TV people says there's now 2 Joelcom brand ambassadors.
Oh, it's this brand ambassadors. Do you eat a lot of brand?
Yeah, they corrected it. So I kind of like this one better. I like I like being regular.
Yeah, I'm a brand ambassador.
I don't know where he's going to go. Right now, he's going to live on my desk, and he's going to look at me with this creepy grin.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what to think of it.
That's pretty cool.
Please do share that we're live, because I believe that we're about to jump into real content right now.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. Did you find it?
I didn't find it, but I think we can still reconstruct the discussion, because I think we're mainly talking about, so we've got this Facebook Live thing, right? Yes. It's amazing. Yes. And the question is, where's it going to go? What kind of potential does it have? And what's the best way to use it? And, I think everybody gets excited about new stuff, right? People get excited about Snapchat. They get excited about, people are excited about Blab, people are excited about Elo. So like the question is, what's the potential? What's the best way to use it? I want you to keep doing that. That was really cool.
I don't know anybody that was excited about Elo. I said Elo, goodbye.
There were a few people, because they're all like the real Facebook haters were like, oh, finally, an alternative.
Why don't they just call it FacebookHaters.com? Look, we should all hate Facebook.
Should we?
Because ultimately, Mark Zuckerberg wants to take over the world and has so much data on us.
Well, I would say this. Here's my opinion on that. We need platforms that work. And it's an amazing platform. There's a ton of data out there. Now, as an advertiser, I do a lot of advertising, right?
Yes, you are one of the ones that soaks up that data and turns it into moolah.
Right. But I love the fact that we can target people so well. Like when I talk about what you can do with audience insights and how you can target people with Facebook ads, and then I tell people from Europe or other countries what they can't do that we can do in the US because of our data, they actually get jealous. Like they're like, oh, we love our privacy in Canada and Europe. But then they're like, oh, shoot, we can't target by income. We can't target by net worth. We can't target by lines of credit, the stuff that they know about us Americans through Epsilon, Datalogix, and Axiom, these huge consumer data companies.
Big words you just used.
Yeah. Those are Facebook's three data partners and why we know so much about the people we advertise to. So we have these, basically people can deliver you, if they're doing the ads right, they can deliver stuff to you that you really want, that is good for you, that you know, so they can do a better job matching you to the stuff that you should actually want, stuff that, you know, they should be getting you more relevant ads so that you don't hate the ads if they're doing the right thing, if they're doing a good job. But for example, Snapchat doesn't have that kind of data, right? If Instagram will, because it's built on the Facebook platform, the ads on Instagram will be more relevant. The ads on Snapchat will not be, because Snapchat doesn't have that data, right?
Yet.
That's the way I look at it. Well, how are they going to get it?
That's a good question. Certainly, they have to be thinking about that with their mega billion-dollar war chest.
I guess.
Right?
They do need to be thinking about it, because if they don't have relevant ads, they're gonna start interrupting people with ads, and all the people that haven't been seeing ads when they're using Snapchat are gonna not like that.
Yes. So this is a greater live video discussion, which is part of where, and I kind of include the story-based apps in the live video conversation. Because we're bringing people into an experience that is live and storytelling in little chunks and bits.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, in fact, let's just rabbit trail for a moment over to over here, because look, he flies. Up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Mini-Me. He's Little Joel. In the past 2 months, we have seen Facebook launch an attack. What is happening?
I don't know.
It's like Squid Face.
Yeah.
Somebody actually took the time to create that.
Somebody bought that from me, which means they don't like my face very much.
You guys stick around. I don't know what else he's going to pull off the desk there. It's really interesting. In the past 2 months, We've seen, Instagram started a little sooner, but Instagram stories, WhatsApp status, Messenger Day, and now Facebook stories. All of those owned by Facebook. Hmm. All of them a direct assault on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Well, I mean, I always have said if it becomes a feature war, Facebook will win because they already have all the users and all the data and a ton of money, right? So, you know, Snapchat has had some momentum from youth. Last year was the number one downloaded app, right? But in the top five are Facebook, Instagram, and Facebook Messenger. So, you know, three of the top five, right? But yeah, if it's a feature war, Facebook just can add more features, right? And there was a survey that said if Instagram added filters like Snapchat had, Facebook, people would choose Instagram over Snapchat, right? So, and this is the youth actually saying that, right? So Snapchat doesn't have that, you know, I don't envy their position, right? So who knows where it's going to go, but that's,
Facebook doesn't have Bitmojis, which is one of my favorite features, but tell me that they're not working on a custom avatar of your own.
Right. Yeah. And they ship fast. I mean, they've always created new stuff fast. And if people use it, they keep it. If they don't, you know, it goes away or becomes harder to find, you know, like Poke. So
I'm so grateful that Poke is hard to find. Don't yeah. poke me. And now somebody will. They'll think they're being clever. Invariably, when I say how much I love Poke, somebody's like, Poke.
Right.
Poke you, Joe. Just because that it.
You're going to get 100
posts. It's not clever. It's annoying. And it makes me want to slug. Is there a slug button?
No.
Can I slug somebody?
No.
I'm not a violent man, but this guy is.
Yeah.
This guy will, especially if you're smaller than 6 inches, he will make you rue the day that you ever poked him.
Expendables 4, Joe Kahn.
I don't know where this is coming from. You said the word poke, and it just stirred up some latent hostility.
Mm-hmm. We can talk about that.
I need to go to therapy and see if there's something. Never mind. I don't want to do that.
But
yeah.
You want to go back to Facebook Live?
I want to hear, I think the discussion, you know, that originated around live video being it.
Yeah.
Being the best way to engage in the moment with an audience. And I think you had provided some skepticism about that.
Well, what I would say is just like, how are you going to stay interesting, right? How are you going to grab attention? Is it with hats, weird hats? How are you going to grab and hold attention, right? That's my concern, right? So for example, right? People loved Twitter. What's up, Leilani? People loved Twitter, right? We all loved Twitter in 2008. What happened in 2009, 2010? Celebrities came on, it became a different thing, right?
Celebrities ruin everything. Marketers.
Right.
So celebrity marketers are the worst.
Yeah. And reality TV, like in a way, Facebook Live is just like reality TV, but reality TV is scripted to create a higher chance that it's good, that there's a lot of conflict, that it's entertaining. And then they edit it, right? You know, it's edited video. It's not live. You know, so the question is what makes live video interesting, right? Versus boring. And the question is, how interesting is the average person? So is your Facebook Live video going to get, you know, 100 views, 150 views from your friends? Your friends are like, we love you. Okay, great. So your friends love you. Do you want to go further than that? Then you're going to be more interesting. You got to be, you know, are you an interesting person or can you do interesting things? And what will those be? And that's my question as a marketer, you know, what I always do. I'm a marketer that gets results. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. So I'm always thinking, what are the things that I can do that are reliable that will increase results? Right.
Well, and one of the big problems with live is people are scared, right? They're not necessarily comfortable with being on the camera. You know, we go way back with broadcasting and the ability to get in front of the camera and just be ourselves. But a lot of people are there's these fears, like, well, if I'm myself, people won't like me.
Right.
What if I say something, you know, stupid and it's out there? What if I don't know what to say? And to that I say, hello, look at the two clowns, you know, that are here. Did you see what he was wearing a moment ago?
Right. And,
you know,
be stupid on purpose. And then you're controlling it.
SOP, stupid on purpose. Things happen. Life is live. Like, you know, life happens in real time, and sometimes we say stupid things, but we get so wrapped up in this idea of this public persona that we have that people become fearful. And how best to overcome that? And will we get to a place where more people than not will, you know, not be afraid?
Yeah, I think that's huge. I think those are important questions. Number one, do you have a public persona, and how rigidly are you kind of grooming that? Because as you do step out on Facebook Live, and it's harder when you're not interviewing, right? When we're not having a conversation, just doing your own Facebook Live is more difficult because you're just talking.
It'd be easier for me if you weren't here.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
On that note, it's just going to go back to me. No,
well, like, you know, like, cause for me, like, so I do keynote speaking, right? I am honestly more comfortable with an audience of 500 people, 1,000 people than, you know, looking at my camera to broadcast to people I can't see, because I can't get I don't get a response. You know, if I go do stand up, and I hear a laugh, I know I'm on the right track, right? I have feedback, right? You know, with the Facebook Live, we can get some comments or whatever, or we see how many viewers there are. It goes up, it goes down. You know, there's not, the feedback's not as good for me. So that there's not as much reassurance. So you have to go from something else, right? You have to have your own internal compass for, like, what am I doing? What am I saying here? What am I trying to accomplish? But I do think vulnerability can be one of the things that helps us win here in Facebook Live, because, you know, reality TV is behind the scenes. And the question is, what's behind the scenes of your public persona? What's behind the scenes in your life? And if you are a little vulnerable, you don't have to tell people like crazy stuff. You know, I think there's a line, right? There's some stuff maybe you would never share. You should keep private with your therapist or your family or whatever, right? But there's some stuff you can share that's vulnerable where you learned a lesson about something. Right? You can create value for people or whatever. So I think that's one way to go. Yeah. You know,
there's a comment there. Vulnerability can help you win at live streaming.
Yeah. I think
vulnerability helps you win at life.
Well, that's true.
Right. People want to be connected to other real people. You know, the phoniness that we see in some marketing, you know, for example, the prototype, marketer that's always on, right? Always on, always with the energy, always with the living the lifestyle and making the money and 11xing everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Check out my Porsche and my pool.
And I guess there's a segment of people that seem to care about that. But do most? Maybe young, you know, young males care about.
I don't know. Well, I think there are people who actually who do get sucked in by some of the deception that's out there. I think there are people who only will follow someone who never makes mistakes, right? I'm not sure what that's all about, because, you know, real people aren't like that, right? Most people, there aren't perfect people out there. Real people actually all have flaws and mistakes. You know, not all of us have a dube.
He's perfect.
That Joel Comm is perfect.
This one is perfect. Like he's always on.
Yep.
He's always smiling.
Yeah.
I wish it would focus on it. So I tried to take pictures up close and it's, I don't have a good enough.
He's always out of focus.
He's always up. But that's real actually. Cause that's kind of my life. I'm always out of focus.
Yeah.
But do go on. You were elucidating on a really important point when I decided it was time to make a joke.
Yeah. Well, it got too real for Joel and
it got too real. I'm with Brian Carter. That's the guy over here next to me. He's depending which way this flip flops on Facebook, I do this and I think I'm pointing at him. Am I pointing at you?
I have a whole series of photos that I had my wife take where I'd stand next to a waterfall, but I would point the other direction and be like,
yeah,
and it would be over here.
Can you reach over to your left side and pull my finger? Pull it.
This side?
Oh.
You have to have your fart app out. Do you have your fart app?
I don't need an app. You pulled the finger.
Okay.
You hit the kill switch. That was pretty
much. Is that skill listed on LinkedIn?
It's on Odesk.
Okay.
I outsource my flatulence to Philippines. So what you mentioned that you're going to start doing more Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So tell me what do you have a strategy? Because you're for being a comedian, you are very strategic in your approach to comedy and to business. I'm a flibbertigibbet. I'm like, let's go live. Boom. Oh, what's the, and I'm in the moment. I'm less strategic, which is why you're more successful than me. So what is your strategy? Oh, just admit it. I mean, you could tell how successful somebody is by the beauty of their facial hair.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if that's the KPI.
That's a quote.
Key performance indicator, facial hair.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if I'm more successful than you. I as a comedian, when I first started out, I used Excel spreadsheets to measure my jokes on different dimensions, including, the how long the joke was in number of seconds, how many laughs per minute I could get with it. I would rate the audience laughter at each. I recorded my sets and would rate the audience laughter 1 to 10 and put that number in, and then I could construct sets and, chart like how funny it was through the set. But so yes, I am very analytical, but that doesn't, then I got into improv and I learned to do something that was a little more free flowing, a little more spontaneous, kind of like this dude in Lighthouse dude at the beginning.
Wait, that wasn't real?
Yeah, it wasn't,
Oh man.
I know. It's too bad.
Now you're going to tell me that Santa's not real.
Well, no, Santa's real. Yeah. Santa's real. But part of doing Facebook Live is not having a plan. So I've also done storytelling and that's great too. So like when I do a storytelling show, I'll have a framework, and I'll practice a little bit. Like I'll go, okay, I know I want to make this point, there may be a joke here or, whatever. But then it's still not, I'm not reciting it, and that's probably how I'll do Facebook Live, but it's going to be impromptu. So I'm going to do some personal ones that are just one-on-one with me and see how they go. Tell stories that have lessons, probably. That's the framework I have in mind.
Like that. And do you, will you have a frequency of that or a schedule? How often you want to do that? Or is it going to be more?
That I'm not sure. I think until I get used to it, I don't know. Once I get used to it, you may see a lot. I don't know if I like it because once I know what I'm doing with something, I can do a lot of it. But, and then I've got another one with a co-host where we'll do some that are a little bit more traditional content marketing. They'll be based on some of my blog posts. Like I have blog posts that are like the top 10 Facebook ad mistakes. So we might just go through, you know, five of them and I'll have a lead magnet, you know, it's like Amy Porterfield style where we're like, hey, go get my cheat sheet. You know, here's the link, you know, so that might be, you know, Facebook Live with lead gen component. Okay. So yeah, that's, strategy. But I'm going to try and try different types, you know,
strategery. I did something new yesterday, and when the show's over, I want you guys to go to my personal feed on Facebook, which is facebook.com/JoelCom. Facebook just rolled out 360 Live to everyone. You know, typically when they have some new tech, they'll roll it out first to the beta, and then they'll hit a few verified public figures, and then slowly everybody gets it with a trickle. Guess what? They just like opened up the fire hose after it's been like 3 months ago that they demoed the first Facebook 360 Live using National Geographic. And we've heard not a peep, not even a little beep. And then boom, it's open. And so I own an Insta360 Nano. This is Nano. This is the camera. And as you can see, it plugged. This is the fire attachment. So where's my phone? Where's my phone? I must reach back here for my phone. So I have to take the case off my phone so it fits on it. Check this out. You just plug the camera in here. You have to turn your phone upside down, which makes sense because the camera's on top. And it will automatically launch see the green light just came on? It launched the Insta360 Nano app automatically. And now this is... Here I am in 360.
Whoa.
By simply clicking in, so you could even watermark at the bottom with your own logo.
Neat. So you could go 360 Live and then walk around.
Exactly. So that's what cool. I did yesterday. There's a button on here that now lets you go 360 Live on Periscope, YouTube, and now Facebook. And if you'll look at my feed, you'll see yesterday I was downtown Denver and for about 11 minutes or so is how long the battery in my dying iPhone.
Oh, well, that's long enough to tell a story walking around.
Is it
jumpy? Like a friend of mine is using a Steadicam type of deal.
It wasn't, you know, it was me walking.
Yeah.
Not too jumpy. The resolution I was pumping out was high, and I probably shouldn't have because I'm on T-Mobile. I was downtown, you know, surrounded by buildings, and it was on LTE, right? So if you have Wi-Fi, you know, if you're somewhere where Wi-Fi is on all the time, then it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a lot better. So when you go look at my video, go look after this episode and you'll see. And what's cool is whether you're on mobile or desktop, you can click. If you're on mobile, you just swipe your finger to look around any direction and you get the whole experience. Like I'm walking That's down cool. the street and there's a guy walking, playing a banjo. You know, I'm like, are you Steve Martin or what?
That's cool.
So I'm starting to think, okay, how do we create experiences that are more immersive for viewers? And 360 gives us an opportunity.
I think that's important because we got to get out from behind, you know, the webcam at the desk, you know, just sitting there. It's not that interesting. Like I want to do Facebook Live from a bridge or, you know, you want to be in an interesting place where people, as soon as they look, they're like, oh, this is an interesting place. This is an interesting setting. There has to be some novelty to your setting as well. Like here, you know, in Charleston, we have 45 art galleries, right? And they have a first Friday event where they have openings, they have wine, whatever. You know, walking around in the galleries with that 360 thing might be interesting.
Yeah, well, anywhere that you can bring people in to an experience.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, I could set up the 360 here on my Wi-Fi in my home, and I probably will. I'll probably do a 360 sitting on my front porch or something.
Yeah.
Because I'll have the Wi-Fi. It'll be a really cool picture and demo. Maybe I'll even do that this afternoon. But taking people somewhere other than where they are, whether stationary, like you're doing right now, you're taking us to places that no one should go.
Correct.
And I have only one response to that.
Joel. Stop playing with dolls.
No, this is mini me, and I love myself. Like not in a completely narcissistic way, but just enough to go, okay, that's weird.
Is it possible? I mean, I've heard of hat hair, but I have wig hair, and that's a little bit strange.
You just, you know what? At our age, be glad you have hair.
Oh, yes.
Right?
True.
Although I don't know how old you are, but you're approaching my age.
43.
Okay.
Well, I will always be approaching your age, which
you are. I'm going to be 53 in May.
Okay. Congrats.
When did that happen?
It happened now that you will be 53 in May.
While I was sleeping is when it happened. While I was sleeping. I'm 12.
Inside? In your spleen?
My spleen in particular is the Benjamin Button of organs.
Yes. My spleen is aging backwards. The rest of me, however, not so much.
It's like a fast-moving train. So, okay. Well, on that note,
yeah,
a glorious note that it is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brian Carter, please give him all kinds of virtual applause with great aplomb.
I think I just did jazz hands. I have no idea why.
Everybody, jazz hands. Like that. Brian, the place for people to find you is wherever funny wigs are sold, right?
Yeah. BrianCarterGroup.com. Everything's there. We got our agency. We got a Facebook ads course that is probably the best one in the world. What else?
And all joking aside, quite serious, Brian is a strategic mind when it comes to running Facebook ads, and he knows what he's doing. I see his ads pop up because he's targeting me. I see your stuff and I pay attention. I'm like, Brian's running ads again. And,
I'm only targeting Joel, by the way.
Yeah. It's a very small budget. And I never click. So, you know, huge fail there. But
yeah.
I'm assuming you have some really great success with your own campaigns.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We test a lot of stuff. We test a lot of different stuff. You know, that's one of our tenets. And keynote speaking, of course, which you do as well.
Yeah. Keynote speaker rating. Do you have a podcast yet?
You know, actually, I'm working on a new one. I'm banking up some episodes interviewing CMOs and marketing heads of different companies. And once I get to 10 on that, I'm going to launch a new one. I may in the future do one with some creative heads of agencies as well. It's just I don't have enough time for everything. So the current one I'm working on is with CMOs. It's not out yet.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we will look forward to hearing your auditory brilliance.
Thanks for having me, man. It was a lot of fun.
Well, hey, what's your Twitter?
Brian Carter, B-R-I.
You were able to seize that one.
Oh, yeah. Way back 2007.
You carpe'd that diem.
I sure did.
When you could. All right, Brian. Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm taking you off screen, not because you're not beautiful, but because we're just done with you.
Me and my beard are out here.
See if we can still hear you, though. In fact, if I'm going to move my mouth and if you could tell people about .live and why they should brand themselves with the .live, you do the talking. Okay.
Okay.
Go.
.live is amazing. It's like this whole domain thing that you should buy because then you'll have a whole .live domain. It's only, you'll save 20% if you go to joel20.live. You should do it right now. I don't know why you don't have a .live. Just put your name in front of it. Like, it's a total no-brainer, guys. Do it.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show today. If you've liked what you've heard, then why not take a few moments to submit a review for me on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play? I know I'd appreciate that. And if you want to get in touch with me, go to joelcom.com/contact. That's my contact form. It goes directly to me. Love to hear from you. Of course, you can find me on social media, whether Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at Joel Com. Thanks for listening and do good stuff.